Welcome to Banyan Books, Branches of Wisdom, celebrating the joy of bright ideas and heartful lifelong learning. Branches of Wisdom is a series of intimate conversations with the world's most influential authors and visionaries. We explore spirituality and the human mind, ecology and culture. Most episodes are recorded with a live audience. You can join our live events and submit questions to your favorite guests. Check out our upcoming schedule at banyan.com. Since 1970, Banyan Books has been a rich oasis at the crossroads of wisdom and philosophy, offering resources for humanity's evolving paths. We're a locally owned, independent bookstore in the heart of Vancouver's Kitsilano neighborhood. Visit us in person or shop online at banyan.com. Please subscribe, follow, like, and leave your reviews for the podcast. And now, enjoy. Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to Branches of Wisdom, the Banyan Books podcast. I'm your host, Ross McKeachy, and I'm really excited today that our guest is John Holland. Before we get to his formal introduction, Banyan Books acknowledges that although we have people joining us from all over the world for these live streaming events, the physical location of Banyan Books and Sound is on the traditional and unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, including the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Most of Banyan's events and podcasts are free. We welcome your donations to keep these programs accessible for all. Just click on the PayPal link in the show description below. Also, just know that towards the end of our conversation today, we're going to take your questions for John. So go ahead and type them into the chat on YouTube as we go along. Our guest, John Holland, is one of the most highly respected psychic mediums in the U.S. He is also a spiritual teacher and the founder of My Soul Community. His public demonstrations provide audiences with a rare glimpse into the fascinating world of a medium as he explains how he blends his own energy with that of spirit to create a link to communicate with the other side. After intensive years of study in the UK, John has spent the last 20 years continually training and honing his gifts, which has made him one of the most sought-after professional mediums on the world stage. He has starred in numerous TV shows and documentaries and is the best-selling author of multiple books, card decks, apps, and much more. Today, John Holland is with Banyan Books in conversation about his book, Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. The book was originally released in 2004 and is now in its fourth edition. This book is all about reconnecting with the psychic abilities we're all born with. John helps you create new paths to find your way back to your true intuitive self. He explains the mechanics of your inner awareness, which can be activated and heightened using meditation and breathwork, as well as providing a deeper understanding of your chakras and aura. I have to say, this book is really packed with excellent, useful information and practices, and I got a lot out of reading it. I'm really excited to have John here. If you want to learn more about this guest, you can visit his website, which is johnholland.com. Banyan Books community, join me in a warm welcome for John Holland.
Very good, Rachel Ross. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Now, your sound is doing this that crackling thing. I'm not sure what we need to do to address it. It just started.
Okay, let me just see here. Okay, hold on.
Just give us one moment here, folks. John was able to solve this in the green room before, but we'll just take a minute to address it. In the meantime, I'll just remind everyone that you can type your questions into the comments field. And John, our producer Jacob's in the background saying maybe it's okay. A good idea to try the no headphones. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
And any crackly?
No.
Yeah, so I know what it is. It's the Yeti mic. Technology happens, guys, okay? So
it is.
That's fine. As long as you guys, is Jacob saying that's good, that's fine. Yeah.
We're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just connected the Yeti. It's coming through. I'm going to do it through the headset.
Perfect. Great. Okay.
Is
so okay, John,
Jake, is he still at Jacob? Is that okay, my friend? Guys, just bear with us. Jacob, you can answer us in the chat. Okay, well, he's not answered. Earphones good, Mike Yeti though? No, nope, the earphones are good. I took off the Yeti, and if you can hear me, if everyone can hear me clearly, I think it's probably the headset, the mic. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Jacob. Great. All right, Ross, welcome.
Here we go, tech stuff sorted.
Yep.
Okay, so I was really curious to hear a little bit about how you got on this path. In the start of the book, you touch a little bit on, you know, from childhood, you realized you were different and had some of these abilities. And then you were in this very intense car accident at age 30. What happened there, John?
Well, I was always intuitive as a kid, very psychic as a child. I'm one of five kids, Irish, Italian, Catholic family. And I was always the different one in the family. I was the one that when I was a kid, I would read books on anything that had to do with spirit, religion, ghost, energy. I mean, like I'm like 6 and 7 years old. Instead of playing basketball, I was always inquisitive, always curious about psychic ability. And it wasn't around then really too much, right? That and art I was very good at. So I was the one in the house, the kids that I just knew things I couldn't possibly have known. Who was going to show up at the house? Who was sick in another state? Who might be calling on the phone? So, you know, my grandmother had this ability too, Ross. My grandmother Rose, and we didn't use the word psychic. We just used, my mom used to say, she knows things. You have to be careful. She knows things. So actually she was psychic probably, right? And I'm sure maybe her mother was, I don't know. So I was always fascinated by the subject, and there weren't a lot of books then, but anything I could find as a kid, instead of playing baseball with my brothers, this is what I was attracted to. And then like now, anytime that you're different, everyone, it's almost like even if you're a little different, you're bullied. So I was called weird, strange, something's wrong with him. And even my dad would say to my mom, I used to say this all the time. He used to say to my mom, something's wrong with your kid. So now I'm just her child, right? But I was his too. So I hid the ability. I hid it. And a lot of people think that I became psychic when the accident happened. No, guys, what happened was it was always there. It was my purpose. I was meant to do this. I didn't know it though, right? So the accident happened in my life. I was living in Los Angeles, moved there from New England. And I was a young guy in my late 20s and living a fast life, partying and not doing all kinds of jobs. I pulled away from spirituality. I pulled away from the abilities that were always there. But the accident awoke those abilities. And what happened was I believe this too, Ross. I know you were talking to Jacob. Maybe I had a Kundalini awakening. Maybe all my energy centers lined up. I felt them buzzing going through my body when the accident happened. When I got my life together, I was in a relationship that ended, that I shouldn't have been in. It was way too long. It just wasn't right. I started meditating. I started getting back into psychic work and looking at studying the books and listening to teachers, going to classes. In other words, I was aligned to my purpose. I was in an alignment with God, with the universe, with my soul. That's when it happened. So it wasn't the accident. The accident was my wake-up call. And you don't have too many of them. If you walk away from a car accident where the car was crushed, there's a lesson there, right? I thank God that it happened because it was my wake-up call and I followed it. And that's when I started getting into more the study of psychic ability. I was always intuitive as a child, everyone, quite psychic. But I wanted to know, how is this working? How is this happening? How do I turn it on? How do I turn it off? Am I in control of it? So basically, that's how it all started. I just kept studying. And Ross, you asked about that. So that was my childhood. And then one thing led to another. When I was aligned with my purpose and doing this work, and I didn't quit my day job for 9 years, by the way. I didn't start just doing psychic work. That was its own story. I started doing card readings in an aromatherapy shop in Los Angeles. And I got to practice with my ability, with the people that I was seeing. And 2 years into doing psychic work, because that's different, then mediumship started happening. And once again, I said, how is this happening? Why is this happening? The synchronistic events that happened in my life were unbelievable. Doors started opening. My path started to be shown. The right people came into my life. I was with Hay House. I signed with Hay House with a book proposal with my first book, Born Knowing. I was signed in a month with that. all these people, and I'm not saying that when doors open, it was easy, everyone, all right? If, you know, there was some turns, it wasn't always easy, because when I think people think that when you have an awakening, that things are supposed to be easier. No, some things weren't, but all the doors were open. And here I am 25 years later, six books. And this is a kid, you have to remember, everyone, I'm a kid from the city, from the slums, from the ghetto of a certain place in a town in Massachusetts, right? If somebody told me that I would be on the stage with Deepak or Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Brian Weiss, Denise Lynn, that these now are my friends and colleagues, I'd be like, yeah. You know, so the people that I read, all right, books that I read when I was younger, now are my colleagues. So it's an amazing story. It really, really is. And I'm fascinated and I'm blessed that I'm still passionate about doing this work, especially the teaching, hence the book, Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance, Ross. Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. It must have been an incredible adventure so far.
Yes, it has its highs and its lows. You know what I mean? It's a learning process, but in the intro, you said I'm constantly learning. Mediumship or being a psychic or a psychic, that's just a piece of me now. I'm being drawn to other things. It's emerging from me. So I'm learning to follow where my soul is guiding me. And your soul's going to try to do it all the time, but we don't listen to it, Ross, you know? Yeah.
I think there's a lot of maybe different ideas about what it means to be psychic or intuitive. And in the first chapter of the book, you say it isn't about fortune telling, crystal balls, or predicting the future. It isn't just something we possess. It's more of a way of being.
Right.
What is it? Can you tell us more about it, what it really means to be psychic?
Well, psychic just means seeing, feeling, seeing, hearing beyond your physical senses. And psychic is from the Greek word psychikos, right? Which just means of the soul. We all have a soul. All right. Last time I checked, and being psychic or intuitive, it's part of the soul. It comes with the package, everyone. I don't believe that God, the source, the universe, whatever deity you want to call it, wouldn't put us here with a little help. All right. So we're physical beings and spiritual beings, right? It's 50-50. One guy said to me once, why would I want to be psychic and be all sensitive? Why would I want to do that? I said, because it's who you are. You're 50% physical, 50% spiritual. To live one side, you know, some people, they forget the spiritual side of themselves. They forget about the abilities that they have a soul, that their spirit, you know, you're a soul that comes with the body, not a body that comes with the soul, by the way, too. You're a soul that comes with the body, not a body that comes with the soul. So to live without the spiritual side of you, okay? And it doesn't mean just chanting. That's not spiritual. Spiritual is how you treat others, how you treat yourself, the thought that you put out. And or some people take the spiritual and go way too far with it. They take class after class after class, and they forget about the physical side of it also. So the gentleman said to me, why would I want to do that? I said, because you're both. To live only one side is living a life half lived. So when I say to be psychic, it's a way of being. It's conscious of your thoughts. It's conscious of your energy centers. It's being conscious or aware of an aura, what you put out, you attract. And no matter all the studying that I did for Ross and for everyone and Jacob, every studying that I did growing up and as a young adult, whether it was a DVD, VHS tape, or workshop, or a teacher, or a lecturer, or a book that I read, it always came down to four things. Four things. Chakra, aura, meditation, breath. Chakra, aura, meditation, breath. Know those, okay? And I know for people who are listening, if you're with Banyan Books or you follow this, if you meditate, you can't help to be intuitive because you're tapping into that inner self of yourself because the outside world is very, very noisy. So how can you even hear the whisper of intuition or your psychic ability when there's so much noise on the outside? And in the book, one of the chapters called Into the Stillness. Into the Stillness. If people could just get quiet. 5-10 minutes a day, in the morning and at night, just breathe. There's all kinds of meditations, guys, too. That's why I'm taking it. That's why I did a lot of meditations in this book. And now, everyone, Hay House said to me, John, we want you to go into the studio and do it at audio. So now I'm in the studio. I got two more sessions, and this book will now be on audio. And I said to the engineer, Steve at Hay House, I said this, Ross, I said, the meditations that I write about in here, that I take people through, should I actually take people through those meditations? So he says, absolutely. So not only am I taking you through each and every one, they're going to put music to it. They're going to separate some of them out. So it's fantastic. So to be aware of psychic, to live a psychic life, it's just being aware. What is your breath? Are you taking time for yourself? What is your aura? Okay. Who are you letting into your space? What boundaries are you having? And breath. And breath work, in my study, I followed a lot of Eastern philosophies when I was studying to be a medium in England. And in the book, there was a teacher who recommended Yogi Ramacharaka. Now, how's that for a name? Yogi Ramacharaka. It's called The Science of Breath, because we take breath for granted. You come in, what's the first thing you do, everyone? You take a breath, right? Okay, as a baby, right? What's the last thing we do before we leave the earth? We take a last breath. So between breaths, right, the whole, if you think about it, from life to passing, it's a series of breath. We take breath for granted. Then you can get into pranayama, which is learning to bring in the chi. There's so much to teach you in this book too. And you know what I love about it too, Ross, and I'm just honored to do this for you all too. Here's the original size, okay, right here. And then they made it here because it used to be a CD book, but now they made it into this. And I even have the original, which goes back to 2004. So if somebody told me that a book that I wrote 20 years ago is still used by teachers and students, I'd be like, wow, okay. So I'm honored, and I'm honored to be here on Banyan. So thanks, Ross. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I can really see why this book has kept selling and being utilized by people. It really is one that you feel like, oh, I can keep referring back to this, doing the different practices.
I wanted to keep it simple. Again, I didn't want to get too esoteric, chakra, aura, meditation, breath. And that's what it is. Learn about that, and you can live an intuitive life, which you're supposed to be, guys, anyways. Yeah.
John, here's something I'm curious about. You mentioned, you know, who we're letting into our life, boundaries. On a physical level with individuals, that's one level. Is there a level of needing to be aware and protect ourselves psychically, astrally, when we're opening and tuning into things?
Well, there's a school of thought too, though. You know, I always say, what you put out, you attract, Ross, right? I'm a good guy, right? What I put out, I attract. And if you say we need protection, or if you have a fear of protecting yourself from, you know, and you hear the word a lot with the greatest respect, because I know this, they use this in shamanism, is the word entity. Now, some of us older people, when you're saying entity, you're thinking of a Hollywood movie or something that's evil, right? So if you feel like you need protection from the evil that's in the ethers, all right, it's almost like then you're asking to be protected from it. I do protect myself, all right? I believe in the white light of Christ, you know, surround myself with light, but I try not to put that fear as a projection of something to be afraid of. Because some people, right, once there was one woman, she's a friend of mine, actually, her sister, who's quite intuitive, was always afraid of this work, afraid of being psychic. She's quite psychic, really psychic. She's afraid of it because she would get things before they happened. And she thought she was making them happen. I'm like, no, that's just precognition. I said, but that can be used in work, in life, relationships. If she knew what it was, and you know, I could try to help her, but she's afraid of it enough because we're afraid of psychic ability because of maybe religion, other people's opinions, society. But I think now too, and with Pinion Books and Hay House, it's more accepted now. And I want you all to realize too, when you see a psychic, we're all psychic, guys, all right? We really are. I'll ask an audience of 3,000, who is psychic? And I might see some hands go up. I have them all raise their hand, right? We're all born psychic. And Ross, go ahead. Just ask me another question. I forgot where that was going. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, okay. So one of the things that is cool to understand is these different forms of being psychic. You talk about clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance. Mm-hmm. Can you help distinguish those?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I teach a course to awakening your psychic strength. And what I was going to say, I knew it would come back, is when you think of a psychic, please don't look at let go of what you see on TV or what you see in the movies, because they always make us like, you know, it's over dramatized, right? The woo, it's very subtle, guys, all right? I don't have a 3D rift that opens up in front of me and I start seeing visions, or your mother pops out of a 3D rift from space, right? It's very, very subtle. So stay away from what you think it is by watching movies or a TV series that features us as, like as if it's scary or you're seen into another world. All right. It's very, very subtle. And I'm sure you all know some intuitive people in your life. They're just psychic. They're just aware of their intuition and it's making it work for you. So Ross, when I talk about clairsentience, clairvoyance, or clairaudience, and there's also claircognizant, which is you just know it, right? So just quickly, clairsentient, that's the gut. That's the solar plexus. That's the solar plexus chakra. Its color is yellow, resonates to its own resonance, okay, with sound, color. And it's that pit you have in your stomach sometimes when you know something's going wrong. But I try to get to know what ability is the strongest with you. Are you clairsentient to feel? Are you clairaudient to hear? Or are you clairvoyant, you see? Somebody who is clairsentient, as some indicators, you walk into a room, clairsentient to feel. You walk into a room, you're like, I don't like the feel of the couch there. I don't like the feel of the picture there. I don't like the feel of this color, right? Notice the words that you're using. Feel, clairsentient. People who are clairsentient, you may be standing in front of somebody. Somebody introduces you to their friend. Your aura is open. Their aura is open. You're not even trying. You get a mix of auras. And then either you're going to like the person or something saying, you know what? I'm not fond of this person. You don't know why, but many of us said it, right? You meet someone for the first time. You're like, I like them. I don't like them. And the friend may say, you don't even know them. Something's inside, but we don't trust it. Come to find. And then sure enough, what happens? You're like, I was right. So it's that feeling. Notice the words that you're using. You can walk into a room. You don't like the vibe of the room, right? Most likely you're clairsentient. And what you do with that is it's the solar plexus. Learn about the energy centers, okay? If you're doing any intuitive work, you want to go into a business meeting. And remember, everyone, psychic ability is not all about the future. You can use it in relationships, in your work, what's up and coming, what might be to give you a little heads up of what someone may say in this meeting. And it's also going to help you with your health. How? Because once you understand the energy centers, the body, the aura and breath, it's only going to help you take care of this big giant psychic antenna, which you are. So if you're going into a meeting, right, and you're asked to go in there, how do I feel about this meeting? Okay, I feel positive. If you feel anything negative, negative doesn't mean no. Why am I feeling negative? And you may say, you may feel, oh, they're going to bring somebody in extra. I better be prepared for that. Ask. I always say, always ask your intuition, your psychic ability. Always ask before you act. All right. Always ask. Always pause first. Okay. Ask before you act on something. That's asking your intuition. Somebody who is clairaudient, an indicator of that is you're always thinking in your head. You like to have music around, even when you're working. You know when somebody is lying. You might hear that squelch in your ear sometimes, as long as it's not tinnitus, the medical condition. But people get confused with clairaudient because you hear it in your thought, your voice. And it's hard to discern, is this me? Or is this really something that I'm hearing? When I was studying in England, I read all these books. My guide came to me and told me this. My guide came to me and gave me a lesson in this. My guide came. And so I was expecting this booming voice to, hello, John, it's me, your guide. It's very subtle, guys. When I do mediumship or psychic ability, I don't hear your mother's tone. I'll know if they're male, female, by feeling. I'll hear my own voice. And I'll know intuitively, feeling-wise, is it a man, woman, child, how they passed, or I'll hear names coming through or street addresses. So yeah, and if you're clairaudient, you're going into a meeting, what word do I need to hear? You might hear, slow down, speed up, be forward, sit back in silence, right? Trust that. Because many of you, haven't you been driving your car, everyone, and then all of a sudden you hear, slow down. Now who's saying that? You're not thinking about it. You're going at a good pace on the highway and you hear slow down. Is it your soul? Is it your intuition? Is it God? Is it the universe? Is it your soul? It doesn't matter. What you do is you slow down, right? And you could be walking down a street and hear, take this route. but we don't trust it. So clear audience, so that's the solar plexus. I mean, not the solar plexus, that's the throat energy center. Its color is sky blue. When you're developing these abilities, open up all your abilities. Never open just one at just the one you want to focus on. Open all of them. I like to go from the base all the way up to the top, all right? And your chakras, guys, chakra. And I heard that word many years ago when I was studying. And I said, even the word chakra, it means spinning wheel. That's all it is. The light that we have inside us, the energy centers at it. I call them your spiritual batteries. Understand your energy center. It's going to change you, all right? It's associated with color. It's going to change you. So clairvoyance. Clairvoyant people, they dream a lot. A lot of artists are clairvoyant. Sometimes you see the little white light. You're like, did I really just see that? You walk into a room and you say, I don't like the look of the couch there. I don't like the look of that picture. I don't like the look of this room. Notice the words again, everyone, right? So this is like a class today too, right? So if you're going in and it could be symbols that you see also, color symbols if you're clairvoyant. My symbols are going to be different from you. If you're going into a meeting, show me what I need to know about this meeting, what I need to know about. And you may see a lightning bolt, right? Be like, okay, be careful. Or you may see an apple, okay? An apple to me always means, for me, is teacher, where it might mean New York State for somebody else. Get to know your symbols. And you're like, well, how do you know that? If the symbol keeps coming up with your questions, all right. The same symbol keeps coming over and over again. Ask yourself, what does that symbol mean to me? What does that symbol mean to me? Because I always say this too, the spirit people never waste a thought or an image. Okay. So people that are clairvoyant, you're going to see symbols, colors. That's the third eye. That's the third eye. And funny enough, I'm doing a webinar, right, on the third eye, which is the pineal gland, all right? So I love how you can activate it, turn it on, turn it off. And one thing's really amazing to everyone, when you understand your abilities, right, they're going to change, they're going to grow. I don't want to say all of a sudden, but medical stuff is happening with me, intuition-wise. I could look at somebody. I know there was a break in the shoulder. I knew that my sister had a cyst on her ovary. Something is changing with my work, and I have to follow that. So if it's going that way, then I need to know the human body even more. So clairvoyantly, I can see different things in people's bodies. I may not be good as Carolyn Mace, all right? Good colleague of mine. Right? Whoever thought I would say that, right? But if I develop, it's there for me if I want to take it there, right? And also when you're clairvoyant, you can energy scan. That's what I'm doing. I'll teach that in my class. I'll have somebody stand there and they may have you can use this too. If you're an intuitive teacher, try this. You ask somebody in the class, who has a scar that it's obviously you can't see? Right? A lot of women use the, because they have cesareans, something different though, because that's very common with a lot of women, right? If somebody has a deep scar in their arm because they got into an accident or something and they had to have surgery or stitches, I have them stand in front of people, the students, and I teach them to scan the body and to write down where they're getting. Almost 65, 70% get that scar of where it is, but they also get other things. And then the person who's standing there, well, I did have a knee replacement, or I did have something with my hip, or did something with my back. So energy scanning is amazing because not only the human body, you can scan a car, all right? Even though the car looks perfect, now you can check cars to see, but you may get something in the back that the person selling you the car isn't telling you about. You can scan a house, all right? You can scan a house just by learning clairvoyance. I'll be teaching this too. Clairvoyance, just scanning. And especially if you're buying a house, you have the inspector, scan the house. Learn to scan, guys, energy scan. Whether it's a house, an object, a person, it's amazing. You can even learn to scan ahead of you for the day of where to put your energy. I find this all fascinating also. So clairvoyance, clairaudient, clairsentient. And let me just say one last thing with clairsentient. Have you ever been in a store where you're, now I don't know what they have in Canada with Banyan books, where you are in the world right now. Say it's a Home Depot or it's a Pier 1 or Crate and Barrel, whatever store you're in. You're not wearing the clothes. You're not wearing the vest. You're not wearing the name tag. You're not wearing the special hat, but yet aren't you sometimes the person that people walk up to in the store and say, can you help me? And you're like, I don't work here. People are drawn to clairsentient. We have these giant beams that go out, right, of energy. And people are attracted to it. People that are clairsentient, people start telling you their problems in line, on a plane, and you don't know them. Why? They're drawn to you, everyone. They're drawn to you. People that are clairsentient, you can pick up other people's emotions. If somebody's depressed and all of a sudden you are, it's not necessarily you. You know what your personality is. If you're basically a happy person, you go through you have a good day and all of a sudden you're feeling down, right? You know, you feel that gray cloud around you. Okay, it could be something happening on the planet, but instead of like, what's wrong with me? Ask yourself, everyone, who is wrong with me? By asking that, you're going to say, oh, you might see here, you might hear, call your daughter. You might see a quick flash of your daughter. Call your daughter, call your kid. But is this coming to me or from me? And is this mine or somebody else's? And when you do that, you may get a feel, call that person and see, because you're picking up on them. All right. So if you have a good personality, you're a joyful person, all of a sudden you're depressed. Not what's wrong with me, who is wrong with me? We're one big giant psychic antenna. We pick up people's stuff all the time. That's why all the empathic books are really big right now. Okay, you can learn to open your aura and to close it to make you less receptive. You can put your awareness away from your energy centers so you're not so sensitive. There's no reason why someone who's empathic, which we all are, you should not leave the house, or you can't go to a mall, or you can't go to a party because you're so sensitive to other people. Learn to take care of your equipment. You are taking care of it, this giant psychic antenna. And for the people who say, well, I'm seeing all this here too. You are in control of your ability. It should not be in control of you, all right? So it's not woo-woo. Understand the aura, meditation, chakra, breath, and you're gonna be good to go. Yeah, it's a good start, good foundation. That's why I wrote Psychic Navigator 20 years ago. I mean, who would have thought, right? 20 years this year. So yeah, thanks, Ross.
Wow.
Sorry, you got to stop me once in a while because I go right into the teaching mode. I'll take over the whole interview.
No, it's great. It's great because you're answering so many of my questions just with what you're saying already. I kind of want to hone in on the aura. You're talking about, you know, the human body and energy system being this big psychic antenna. Now, in chapter 5 of the book, the human psychic atmosphere, you help us to understand and work with the aura. So what is the aura actually made of, and what kind of information is stored there that we're picking up on all the time?
Every living energy has an aura. It's the electromagnetic field that's around us. And it's been proven. Kirlian photography, which I think is the best photography, right, is when they put a handprint on a plate and then they shoot some electricity into it, not to you, and you could see the rays. All right, I wish I had some images. And when I teach, they have a leaf. Okay, here's the leaf. They cut off the leaf in this image, right? And then they put the leaf on Kirlian photography, K-I-R-L-I-A-N. But when they take a picture of it, you can see the actual physical leaf, but you can still see the outline of the leaf, the spiritual side of the leaf. I find it amazing. There it is, all right? And I know they have cameras at, New Age Expos and stuff that you put your hand on and shows you the colors around you. I don't know enough about that equipment to comment on it, but I know Kirlian photography has been studied, all right? It's the electric magnetic field that's around us. We all have an aura. You've all experienced it. A lot of people say, but I want to see the aura. First, know that you have one, all right? It's that protective armor. Look at it like a protective shield that's around you. Have you ever been at a party, a mall, whatever? You're sitting there. It could be crowded. And you look up and someone's staring at you, right? Why? Because they have an aura. They're putting their attention on you. Your aura is there. You could be walking down a street. Automatically, you're in another state, another country, whatever. You're walking down a street you've never been to. And it's starting to get a little late. Your aura automatically opens. It knows that you're in not that you're frightened, but it knows, okay, I don't know where I am. Poof, out goes the aura. Anything that comes into your aura, you're going to feel it, or you feel someone behind you. Just like when you're in line at a store, Have you ever felt someone behind you and you're like this and you turn around, they're there because they literally stepped into your space. Sometimes you have people that talk like this at you, you know, so close you have to, you're not comfortable, like stand back a little, right? Because they're in your space. We all have one, everyone. You can learn to open it, to be more receptive, okay? To be more receptive. If you're going to a concert, an outdoor concert, do you want to keep it closed? For me anyways, okay, personally, I want to open it. I want to experience all the sounds, all the music, the air, the energy of the instruments here. I want to be open to it. When I do an intuitive reading or mediumship, when I'm stepping on stage or in person, it automatically opens. I don't have to go through this huge process that I used to when I was younger, all right? It knows. Your aura is intuitive. It knows what it needs. It knows what you want. You want to be less sensitive, pull your aura in. You understand? If this is a giant receptive bubble, okay, and it's you're picking up things, then pull it tight, okay? But you could also keep it open, all right, to have things bounce off, like you don't want things to enter in your space. So I don't want you to get confused. Wait a minute, didn't you just say close it? If your aura knows what you want, okay? If I'm open and I want, for instance, all right, it's always good to use examples, everyone, right? So say you're, I always use this example with people. Have you ever been on a plane, right? In the seat beside you, especially on Southwest where you don't have assigned seats, you know, have you ever been anywhere where the chair is open and then you just want somebody good to sit beside you, right? Okay. So you see somebody coming, you're like, wow, okay. I don't know about that person. Puff your aura out. Okay. I'm almost right. I'm not pulling it tight. I'm pushing it out in my mind. And I want them to like come into the, no, you know what? Doesn't feel comfortable. And they walk away. All right. And I'm not saying I'm not unwelcoming everyone, but I know by sitting there, I want to sit beside someone that's calm. So if I'm going to be on a plane, a restaurant, a meeting, or whatever, something that doesn't require a ticket, where people have a choice, I will puff up my aura so they will just keep walking, right? Okay. And if I want to attract something into my life, it could be open, all right? And it knows my psychic ability, my mind knows, talking to the psychic ability, knows I want to pull in things, all right? But it's in Psychic Navigator. And I don't want to take too much time, but know about your aura, when to open it, when to close it. And you're like, well, why would I want to know that? Because it's part of you guys. All right. And I'm a Hay House author. God bless Louise Hay. I've been with Hay House since 2003, right? 21 years. Okay. What you put out, your thought, you attract. You have this thought about something, you're thinking negatively or something, right? You put it out there. It comes back 100-fold. You're thinking negative about someone, goes out there, comes back to you. You're really hurting yourself with it, right? Just like when I know I want to attract something or manifest something in my life, I'll put it out there, okay? Because what you put out, you attract. That is because it goes into the electromagnetic field of the aura. That's Greg Braden's work. That's Joe Dispenza's work. That's Bruce Lipton's work. Yeah, all my colleagues, everyone. So understand what it is. The aura, and it can help you so much. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thanks, John. I just want to remind our live audience in about 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to get to some of your questions for John.
Please.
So go ahead and type them into the comments. If we can jump to mediumship, and what is actually happening in that process where you're connecting with someone who's passed over to the other
beautiful
side?
Yeah. Psychic. Yeah. Stay right. And Jacob, keep him right there for me, okay? When I'm doing this, there's a difference. You've heard this expression, a lot of you, every medium is psychic, but not every psychic is a medium, okay? It's true. A psychic someone, Ross, as I'm looking at you, all right? I'm getting the energy from you, your past, your present, your potential future. And I want to be aware of the colors that are around you. I'm asking, you know, so I'm reading you, okay? I'm reading you. Mediumship is different. When mediumship happens, I'm leaving you and I'm connecting to people on the other side, okay, to spirit. So psychics perceive, mediums receive, right? And a good psychic could show signs of being a medium when in fact They're still picking it up from you. Like earlier, everyone, I asked him about rowing a boat. I mean, I asked Jacob, and he the engineer, and he couldn't place it. I said, Ross, do you understand this? I said, where would you find, did you row boats? Did you kayak? I'm seeing the boats, you know? And I wanted to see like, okay, is he on a rowing company? All I know was rowing boats. And he did say that there was a gentleman named Don growing up who's passed away. He helped you and your dad and him built the boat on his property, you said, correct?
That's right. Yeah. He was a chemist and a plastics engineer with a number of patents in his name. And he was from Newfoundland and a boat builder. Very interesting guy, an elderly man that was a big influence in my life growing up.
So this is what happens, everyone. Obviously, as I'm opening my R, we're talking about, you know, and you know what, too, on a psychic level, this psychic and then mediumship, Ross, right? Have you ever been, now, I know you from here, but I don't know you at all. All right. And I like not knowing anything about anyone because then I can be, I can be objective. Are you, I don't know what you did. And I don't know if you're the owner of this Banyan Books or if you have, but have you ever been in the health field at all? Also, have you been in the health field? You would have made a great nurse, by the way.
I do work with private clients doing coaching work, yoga therapy, yoga healing, energy.
So it's a form, healing, yes. Yeah. See, everyone, look. Let me just show you really quick. As I'm looking at him, right, this handsome man, there's green around him also. I feel medical, nursing. And when I see green around someone, once you understand colors, which is also a big part of the aura in the energy centers, it means, when I see green, Ross, it means you are being healed or you're a healer. Usually it means, because my brother's a nurse, so I got medical people all around me that are friends and colleagues, green to me means health. So you're teaching people about health. I think you would have been a great nurse, but you're doing it in a different way. Do you understand? So I'm reading him, by the way. Do you understand? Yeah, I see that also. You play?
I don't play guitar, piano, drums. Yeah.
So, okay, you got the mute. I'll always see guitar sometimes when I see musical inclined people, or I'll hear piano from the other side. Mediumship is different. Okay. That whole thing with the boat. All right. That was, and it would have to happen in the flow of it. Maybe he was trying to come through as I was talking to him, but still needed to get ready. And just because he came through or trying to come through, if this is him, doesn't mean I stop my life. I'm in control of it. It is not in control of me. Do you understand? Would he have passed away, Ross? Do you know if he passed unexpectedly?
No, he didn't. He didn't pass unexpectedly, Don. No.
Where's your dad? Where's your dad?
My dad is just 15 minutes up the road from me.
Okay. Yeah. If this, you see, it would have to happen in the flow when I was getting the link from him also. But, you know, you did that as a kid, right? Did he not? You know what I really feel, though, too, though? Now, remember, guys, he's not here. I can only go by what I was feeling before, which is not mediumship live or happening in the moment. Did he not have his own son, Ross?
He had a daughter. He had a daughter. Yeah.
Because I feel like this is what I feel. If it was now, everyone, let me explain to you what I mean. I was picking up something before when I was talking to him. And I said to Ross and to Jacob, it has to happen as I'm talking to him right now. The phone has to be picked up. It was already picked up a little while ago, but hung up because we needed to get ready. And it was just a flash. I feel like you were the son like he never had. Do you know what I mean? I see that. And I really feel like you brought him joy and your dad too. And if this is your dad, and you said this is a neighbor or is he a friend of your dad's?
He was a neighbor and yeah, they were elderly. We helped them out a lot and they helped us in different ways, you know? So they were like, we were kind of like surrogate grandkids. My dad would have been like a surrogate
right.
son. Way,
yeah. Exactly. I feel like maybe he didn't have boys. So he got to be a guy, you know, let's build boats and stuff too, though, you know, with this, you also have a brother, Ross?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what's happening. I just heard this. Okay, everyone, this is how it works. My aura is expanded. Those on the other side have an aura. There's a blending. So they're coming into the aura where I'll get words, pictures, and feelings. All right. If this is true to happen. All right. But don't be surprised. All right. Where's your dad living, Ross?
Roberts Creek, just 15 minutes from
okay.
me.
Okay. And you see him, you talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So you haven't talked about this guy, Don, in a while, probably, right?
No.
Okay, so for the hell of it, I always say this, don't say anything to your dad. And I'll say this to Don, if this is true. If this is you trying to come through, all right, he, your dad might mention him out of the blue, right? If your dad hasn't mentioned this guy, Don, the boat rower, builder who helped you build this boat, if you haven't heard from his name in weeks and weeks, let's just see if your dad brings him up out of the blue. Because I always trust the spirit people. If they want to get a message through, they're going to get it. And it doesn't mean it's a huge message. Ross, it could just be like we're in the month of January right now, okay? We'll leave January 22nd or whatever, all right? Is this month important to you at all? Birthday, anniversary, or your dad at all?
It's funny because actually my grandfather on my mom's side died on New Year's morning. Mm-hmm. And he was the other person that I used to go out on boats with that I mentioned to you. We didn't build a boat, but he always was into fishing and he owned a boat and that kind of thing.
And was his passing unexpected?
No, he had lung cancer. So it was, yeah, but he did. Okay. It was like, he knew the night before he was going to die. He said, I want to go to the hospital. And he died that same day.
Okay, let me just ask you guys, okay, because I'm not going to let this go, all right, because this is important, all right? Who here, has anyone, and this is not a prediction, this is not doom or gloom, has anyone just had their heart checked? Do you know if anyone's got an EKG recently? Does anybody have any heart disease? Is somebody got AFib that's around you?
You're asking me that? It's not the...
Yes.
One of the clients that I work with has a heart condition.
Okay. But remember, I don't want to scare anybody. All right. That's not what I'm doing here. If you're tied to this gentleman, Don, the rowboat person, all right. And your dad. All right. How old is he now, Ross?
My dad is 72.
Okay. And all I'm saying, I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but I don't know if he had an EKG recently or he's going to go for one or what. But I'm not pointing it there.
He was in at the hospital getting a different medical scan the other day, and he's had some, he had this rare form of E. coli that he just recovered from.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had any heart conditions that I know of.
Do you know if they gave him a heart check? Did they do any, do you know if they did a simple EKG on him?
I don't know.
Do me a favor, ask. Right. Okay. And because he say he doesn't know, doesn't mean it's a no. And I'm not predicting anything. Sometimes, you know, with COVID that was around, it does something to the heart. Some people, there's a lot of congestion here. Just see if your dad brings up his name, but don't scare your dad and say, I had John Holland on. He said, you know what I mean, guys? It's not getting there. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. I'd rather have you say, Dad, did they do your EKG? Well, yeah, I'd rather want to know, Ross, for the hell of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Great. Yeah. So you, with the colors around you, the healer, the nurse, the medical stuff that I see, the guy Don maybe trying to come through, but I do feel like you are like one of his sons and your dad that he never had. Okay. Yeah. But he honors your brother also. There's just you and your brother, please. I mean,
yeah, it's just the two of us. Yeah. And we both spend an equal amount of time hanging around there. And yeah.
Because when I talk about you, I'm hearing and his brother. I'm like, oh, okay, there you go. And your brother. Do you not have sisters, Ross? Because I just got the two boys.
No, just the two boys, yeah.
You see what I mean? And yeah. I know he's so different than you too. Yeah, I hear you. God. Are you the little brother?
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll always will be. All right. Aren't you 4 years older? Aren't you 4 years younger than your brother?
Two and a half years. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So a big love to your brother also. So guys, yeah. See, I'm just trying to show you. Colors, aura. I'm reading him. But also the other side has a tendency to come in if I want to go there. So Ross, so sorry, I'm going on again.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I'll wait and see if my dad mentions anything about Don, but I'll also check about.
Yeah. See, Dad, what happened at your doctor's visit? And is your mom still here, Ross, too?
She is. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Love. Good for you. Good for you. All right. So I know we might have some questions or
yes.
Some people are curious. Wherever you want to take this talk, I'm fine with.
Yes, we have lots of questions coming in from our live audience. One interesting comment from Rain is, OMG, this is crazy. I was just doing the scan on Ross and I saw green too.
Yep, and colors are fantastic, guys, too. I give you a little tip about that in the book too, though. Once you understand colors, You're never going to look at them the same way again. What are the colors that you're drawn to? What's the color of your clothes? What's the color of the walls in your house? Never put a kid in a bright yellow room, like the color of a banana. Why? It has to do with the solar plexus. He'll be extra sensitive. You want light blues and pastels. Never put, notice too, Ross, in hospitals, right? What are the color of the walls? Pastel, right? Okay, because they're healing, all right? And same thing with prisons. Never, if red is energy, based on the base chakra, if red is energy, you're not gonna put a prisoner in a cell in a red room. It'll make them extra aggressive, extra physical, extra angry, because red is the color of the base chakra, all right, which grounds you. You don't put red it's okay. Sometimes people put that in the bedroom, the color red or a slight color of it, but I wouldn't put it in. It'll make them too agitated. Where yellow for a kid makes them very sensitive. Like blues are great too. Yellow is sensitive. Blue is a spiritual color for me. White is like a protective color. Brown is grounding. It's the color of the earth. And there were different shades too, though. In my training, I always focused on, red, blue, yellow, green, the color of the energy centers. But then I met a teacher not too long ago in my studying, but there's different hues to colors, all right? There's different hues to colors. And that's why I love working with Dougal Frazier, who's an amazing, not Dougal Frazier. Yeah, Dougal Frazier. He's an amazing aura teacher. Clairvoyant, and I'll be, I love this guy, so outgoing. He knows colors and the aura like unbelievable, but he's clairvoyant. And a lot of people, getting back to the aura really quickly, you say, well, I want to see the aura. First, like I said before, know that you have one. Okay, that's the first step, all right? You can sense it. You don't have to see the aura to sense it or to feel it, all right? And just when you do this, you feel that tingling, it's aura. You know, you're feeling the energy. I don't know about all of you guys. I've been studying this my whole life since I was a child, professionally doing it since, 32, right? So that's 30 years in the studying it, 25 years as a career, right? I'm still fascinated by it. Obviously, you see me get excited. It was my purpose, right? I smile when I talk about this subject. I love when I'm on stage, when spirit's moving through me. So that's a clue that that's my purpose, sharing my gift, talent, and ability with others, Ross. Yeah, so what else are people asking?
So I just to say, there's a lot of comments here from people saying that they've read Psychic Navigator, that it's helped them so much, and that so many of your other books and card sets and work over the years has helped them. So I just wanted to share that with you. So you've obviously—
That's beautiful, but they may, and I wasn't ready. Luckily, it's not too thick of a book. It's nice and easy read for me to go into the studio. But when they said they're going to put music to the meditations that are in here, I said, fantastic, I'll do it. So I got a couple more days. They got to do the editing. So watch for that. Also awesome. The audio version of it. So yeah.
That's cool. So here's a question. You were talking a lot about auras, and this is from Lori, who says, John, I am reading your book and loving it. I am still struggling with auras. Are they easier to see when you are in nature or inside?
It depends. And her name's Laurie, you said?
Yeah.
Laurie, know that you have one. Know that you can sense it. Know that you can feel it. Recently, I've been trained. Remember I told you, everyone, that I'm being drawn to different things? I'm a big dog person, right? Some of you know that, some of you don't. I just lost my dog in July after he was gonna be 16. I was always drawn to Reiki, right? Right, the practice, the healing practice of Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, about energy. I was certified years and years ago, Reiki 1 and 2. But it started to emerge from me again, meaning I started getting interested in it again. I started wanting to do something with that. So I took it to 2 courses again with a professional teacher. I was certified in both, but I went the next level. I'm a Reiki animal practitioner now. So I'm working with the animals, the energy, not coming from me, it's coming through me, but I'm working on the auric field of the animals now, okay? Laurie, so I don't care if I see it, but I can feel it. That's important, all right? And it's easier when you open up. You know what, too, Laurie, with the greatest respect, darling, I don't know where you are on the planet. Remember this address, info@johnholland.com, info@johndolan.com. Refer with your name in this interview, Laurie, okay? And we're going to be doing this webinar on clairvoyance pretty soon, I believe in March. Let me give it to you, all right? Let me give it to you. Take part in it. It's going to show you how to open it up, how to close it, the pineal gland, and Pam Coronado. And I'm not, I don't mean to tell you about another one with this interview, but it's going to be a holy. Let me just give it to you. info@johnholland.com. Since you asked, but to get back to your question, it's easier to make sure that you're not seeing the after image. You know, when you see a color and then it's a different color, or the after image, if you get, if you can find a black sheet, and black is not bad, and you have, you put a plant in front of it, and then you look past it, Laurie, okay? People think by staring at it, you are using your peripheral vision to see the aura, all right? You might start to see the white glow around it, all right? Whether it's a plant or a person or an animal, you'll see the white glow around it. If you're outdoors on a clear day, like I said, I don't know where you live. If the sky is blue, you got a pine tree, look past the pine tree and then look at what happens there, okay? The color is amazing, right? But remember, Laurie, you're not looking with these eyes, you're looking with this eye. Meaning, I'm looking at you, Laurie, right? When I do this, and it doesn't mean to roll your eyes up. I'm turning my clairvoyance on by looking through the third eye, right? It doesn't have to be so difficult. I'm going into that spacey feel, and I'm starting to look past you, right? Or the person. And right now, I'm just doing it for the camera. That's when I start to see things. That's how you open up. It just takes practice. And one last thing. Get an apple, okay? Get an apple, all right? Cut it open. Take the seeds, okay? Take the seeds. Put it on a white hanky. Look at it with your peripheral vision, not to the side, but past the seeds. You're gonna see a little spark of life, a little aura there. Okay, then cover it up. Look at it a few days later. There's not gonna be any energy anymore because those seeds have died. They're gone, right? You're gonna see that too. But I'd rather, Laurie, understand the feeling of it's very important, right? And let me give you that as a gift, info@johnholland.com. All right, thanks, Ross.
Oh, that's very nice. Thanks, John. Mm. So, Laurie, you got that. And Laurie just put a comment saying, I was just certified as a Reiki master and I love my dog.
I've been drawn to animals and I don't know where it's going to go. I'm already going to be volunteering with animals that are about to pass. I'll be there giving them some Reiki and there's no charge for it. Okay. I know I'm supposed to go there. And I found that you can get all this wisdom you want from a meditation, like, I said this earlier on my podcast, Ross, you're meditating, you hear, what do I need now? Better self-care. Well, that's great. But if you don't put it into action, how are you going to have better self-care? How are you going to do that, right? If not, it just floats in the ethers. Oh, isn't that beautiful? It just floats there. You have to take it, at least write it down. How am I going to have self-love? Going to the gym more. You got to make, you have to take some action as opposed to these wise words. Because if you don't act on the words, it's not going to happen. And when you write it down, writing down something, everyone, is the first act of manifesting, right? So everything kept happening with the animals, Reiki, energy healing. And I didn't see somebody else do it and say, oh, I want to do that now. It's emerging from me. It's already there. I just need to catch up to it. So what did I do? Where can I take the class? Who can I study with? And who around here could use Reiki? With where could I do this with the animals? One thing led to another. I met an animal trainer. She's the one who certified me in this. We're going to go to a place where this woman takes, it's beautiful. Her site is Old Dogs Go to Helen, not heaven, Helen. She takes dogs from shelters and rescue places. And instead of them passing away, she takes them knowing they're going to pass away, but she doesn't want them not to pass away with love, to peace and to calmness. So they're surrounded by love. When they go, they may be with this woman for a week. They may be with her for a month, but she knows, right? It's about the love. She knows they're going to pass soon, but what a woman, right? So I'll be in there with, we've already arranged when. So Old Dogs Go to Helen. And she came into, and I haven't even met her yet, but I know it's going to be a special relationship, guys. So yeah. So thanks,
Ross.
Oh, that
sounds great. That sounds right? Really great.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. I think we have time for one more audience question. There's a really good one here, I think, to close with. Just reminding everybody, we've been speaking to the wonderful John Holland about his book, Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance. Fantastic book. I highly recommend it. It's really packed full of excellent, useful information and practices. There's a question here from Rosemary, who says, John, where do you see yourself in, say, 5 years from now with your abilities and goals? Do you plan
exactly what I just
goals
said.
Or not really? You just go with your intuition, not worry about it.
I've never been a competitive person, right? That's why I teach a lot, too. I want the younger people to come up in the intuitive world and the psychic world, not to be a star, guys. I never set out to be an author, radio host of 13 years, 6 books, 3 oracle decks, 1 training deck. I never planned that. I just followed my purpose, right? Our purpose is to be all that we can be, a divine being, okay, from God the source, using your gifts, talents, and ability to help others, all right? And you may have an ability, everyone, that you're taking for granted, all right? If someone says, God, I love the way you cook, everyone seems to open up in your kitchen, that's a gift, guys. And you may say this, that's just something that I do. It could be one of your gift, talents, and abilities. The sole purpose is to helping people, right? So where I see myself, Rosemary, is I want to step back a little now, right? I've traveled planes, hotel rooms, theaters. I love my work, very blessed, very grateful. But it's changing now, right? I've been doing it a long time, right? Tired sometimes, right? Because I'm teaching. This is my vessel. I see myself more retiring some. I'll never not read for people and help them with loss, but it's going to change. That maybe the in-person events and the traveling. I know, Rosemary, that in 5 years, somehow, some way, it's going to be about energy, all right? Working with energy, whether it's in a professional way with people, with animals, I don't know, all right? But I just follow where things are emerging from, and I watch the signs. I watch the signs. I trust synchronicity to put the right place, put me at the right place at the right time with the right people and the right opportunities, Rosemary. God bless you, darling, too, though, all right? So what a good question. It's something to ask yourself too, Rosemary. If I had you live, I'd be like, where do you see yourself? Right. And then you got, I had you brought us, right? And you got to remember this too, guys, too. If you have, you say you want to go somewhere, what is the why behind the want? Why do you want that? Right. What is the why? Is it to serve? Is it to help others? What is the why behind the want? Right. Me, I just want to step back a little and work on the healing. And I'll always live a life of service. I believe I've done it in this life many, many years, and I probably did it in many other lives too, Ross. But I love Banyan books, right? And I have to get back to Canada, okay? So I love
it.
So thank you for having me. And I was surprised that I got the interview so quickly doing the reformat of the book, because it used to be this big. Now it's a good size. But, you know, Ross, I appreciate you and Jacob, and I'm honored to serve your audience. And I think I better do something at Banyan Books in Vancouver. In Canada. Eventually, I'll get there.
We would really love to have you, John, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. Really, was great time speaking with you, and your enthusiasm and insight is
fantastic,
so thank you.
I just get excited, guys. People are like, God, he's like a jumping bean. I get excited about the subject. All right, that's why, and it's part of us. So, psychic navigator, harnessing your inner guidance. It came out in 2000, like 20 years ago. Hay House still helps a lot of teachers and students. So thank you, Ross. And thanks, Jacob. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. All right. And tell your dad, do what you need to do with your dad and see if he brings up this guy's Don, his name out of the blue. And when it does happen, say, okay, that it's just a hello from heaven. Look at it that way. Okay.
I'll email you and let you know.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, God. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for Branches of Wisdom, a podcast of Banyan Books and Sound, Canada's spiritual and healing resource since 1970. Our podcast producer is Jacob Steele. The show is edited by Abdo Habani. Watch all our conversations on YouTube by searching for Banyan Books, or listen on your favorite podcast platform. Please subscribe, follow, like, and leave your reviews and comments. We love to hear from you. For all our live events, books, and more, visit us at banyan.com.